Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. If you ever want to know how to plan your book launch, this episode is for you. The difference between a great book launch and one that flops, it often comes down to having a solid, well thought out plan. And if you want your book to make an impact, you can't just cross your fingers and hope for the best. You're going to need a strategy. And I'm going to give you that strategy in today's episode. I'm going to walk you through a simple yet powerful four-step framework that you can use to plan your book launch. So if you're a first-time author, or if you've been through the process before but didn't get the results you wanted, this guide, this four-step framework, it's going to help you set your book up. So by the end of today, you'll have a clear understanding of what goes into a successful book launch, and you'll be ready to start planning your own. So the first thing to do is to define your launch goals. Like anything we do, we need to define what it is that we're doing. Otherwise, we've got no pathway. So the first step in any successful book launch is to get clear on your goals. What do you want to achieve with your launch? And I know it seems obvious, of course, you want to sell books, but there are usually other objectives at play. So for example, as a business owner, your primary goal might be to use the book to attract more clients, or even book speaking engagements. If you are an emerging expert, you might want to establish yourself as a thought leader in your field. So that was the case with me with Publish to Impact. I launched my book as a lead generation tool because I wanted people to know, yeah, I've arrived. Here is how I can help you become an author. And my book is a way to do that. It's a goal I have. So getting clear on your goals, it's gonna help you focus your efforts and measure your success. It's also going to influence the strategies you choose during the planning process as well. So here's a little pro tip. Write down your goals and keep them somewhere visible throughout your book writing journey. If you're writing your book, just write down your goals and put it somewhere so that when you're ready, you're good to go. You know the goals for your launch, and it's going to help you stay focused and motivated to get your book written as well. Now, the second part is to build your audience early. One of the biggest mistakes authors make is waiting until their book is finished to start thinking about their audience. The truth is, your launch starts before your book's even done. The more people you have eagerly waiting for your book, the better your launch will go. And here's a great way to build your audience. It's to share the journey with them. So take them on that journey of where you're at, whether that's you're on chapter one or coming up with a title, sharing your book covers maybe even, or getting them a sneak peek. So start by identifying your ideal readers, so the people who are going to benefit most from your book, and connect with them. So once you know who they are, then you can take them on that journey and find ways to connect with them. Now here are just a couple of strategies that you can use to build your audience. One of the most strongest effective tools is an email list. So if you don't have an email list yet, start building one. You can offer something valuable like a free chapter or a helpful guide in exchange for an email address. I actually, when my book's published, I always offer my books for free as a lead generation tool. I don't really charge for them because you can gain more trust from sharing something for free than costing you $7 to give away. So an email list is really important. I always recommend growing your email list before your book. Social media is also another great one. So whether it's LinkedIn, use your social media to share your writing journey and share your book's topic as well. That's where you can engage with potential readers. And don't just promote though. You want to focus on building that connection, building those genuine connections. And then finally, if you do own a business, networking. So reach out to people in your niche, and it could be fellow industry leaders, it could be podcast hosts, influencers, people who might be interested in your book, and they're going to help create that buzz with you. The key though is consistency. So building an audience, it does take time, but the effort is going to pay off when it's time to launch your book too. And then the third step is to create a pre-launch buzz. So once you've got your audience, your next step is to get them excited about your book. You want people anticipating your launch day. So here are a few ways you can create that pre-launch buzz. The first one is to use behind the scenes content. So this is where you could share sneak peeks of your book, such as like a cover reveal, excerpts, or your writing process as well. This is going to make your audience feel involved, and it's going to build that anticipation. The second is what I think is really important is a launch team. So this is where you want to invite your most engaged followers or people in your network to join your launch team. So these are the people who are going to help spread the word about your book when it's out there. And you're going to want them to leave a review on Amazon when it's done too. And in exchange, you can also offer them early access to your book, exclusive content, or other perks. I mean, what I did is for my launch teams, I give away a $50 Amazon voucher. I raffle it off at the end for the people who've participated and they leave a review. So that's something that you can do. The third, contests and giveaways. So yeah, like what I did, run a contest or a giveaway leading up to your launch. It can be a great way to generate that excitement and also attract new readers as well. And then the fourth is media outreach. So reach out to podcasts, blogs, other media outlets that might be interested in featuring your book. So you start this process early just to give yourself plenty of time to secure that coverage too. I want you to remember, the goal of the pre-launch phase is to build momentum. So the more buzz you create, the more successful your launch is going to be. And now the final step is to execute your launch plan. So you've got your goals, you've created the audience, you've got that pre-launch buzz, now it's time to execute. So this is where all your hard work comes together. And you want to begin it with a soft launch. So before its official launch day for your book, do a soft launch. This involves quietly releasing your book to a small group of people, such as your email list or your launch team. So it's not going out there for everyone to buy just yet. It's just a soft launch. So people who are on your email list, they get first access. People who are in your launch team, they get first access. The goal is then to get early reviews and feedback before you send it out to the broader network. Because then on official launch day, which is usually 24 to 48 hours after your soft launch, go all out. Announce your book on all your platforms, send out emails, encourage your audience to share the news, and you want to make this a big event as well. And then the success is also in the follow-up. So don't let the momentum die after launch day. Continue promoting your book, sharing updates, sharing your best-selling screenshot if you hit a bestseller, and engaging with your audience. Because a successful launch is just the beginning. You want your book to have a long life, and it's always in the follow-up. And then finally, after your launch, take some time to evaluate what worked, what didn't, and you can use that information for your ongoing book promotion as well. So in closing, I know planning a book launch may feel overwhelming, but if you've got the right framework, it becomes much more manageable. So you want to define your goals, you want to build your audience, create a pre-launch buzz, then execute your plan. And if you do that, you'll set yourself up for a successful launch. Now, you don't have to do it alone. I do have inside IDT Impact, a step-by-step process of getting your book out there based on your goals and launching and having a successful launch. So if that's something you're interested in, reach out. But thanks for listening to today's episode. Please share it with a friend, share it with a business owner who is working on their first book or who is wanting to write their first book. But please, as always, reach out if you've got any questions, and happy launching, and I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.